You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Radio Unleashed. UnregularRadio.com.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, back finally, Miss Jackie.
We missed you.
Jackie is backy.
Oh, shit. May or may not be a good thing.
No, it's a great thing.
I'm here today. It's nice. We got a nice calm episode for you today. I got Miss Jessica, as always.
Always. Hi.
My newest strange lady, Georgina.
Hi.
Yay.
I got Miss DJ Leah V here.
Hello.
Hanging in the studio.
Hello.
And I think we got one of our interns hanging for the show today. Ray, right?
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
It's good to have you. Am I officially like taking your radio cherry right now? Is this the first time you've been on the air?
I'm sorry to say that I am not wearing white to this radio party right now.
It's okay. I like to take some radio virginities, but not you. It's okay. It happens. It's so nice to be back. I was gone last week. I did not have a sex change. Tomor is not me.
last week was fun, though.
No, last week was the best. Oh, my God.
Queer enough.
Who did we have? We had you.
Myself, Cookie, Matt Zappa, Tomor, and Dr. Keith.
Dr. Keith.
Yes.
It was so good. I called in, but I was losing reception here and there on the stupid trip from Tennessee.
Yeah. How was that?
It was crazy. I ended up on the Bonnaroo main stage because...
What?
Yes. Awesome. Santigold did a set. During the daytime, before the Roots, who were before the Chili Peppers.
Oh, I love the Roots.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, so I was hopping barriers. She's like, I want everybody who wants to get up here to come. And she, like, didn't expect to have literally, like, thousands of people swarm the stage, like, hopping barriers, like, dancing. Nice. Like, it was insane, though.
Wait, who let everyone up front?
The performer, Santigold. She's like, I have one rule. You need to come and dance. And people were literally going nuts. Like, they thought they were just going to get, like, that little VIP thing. No. Some girl came up next to me and was like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And I'm like, well, you know what? If you're doing it, I'm doing it, too. So I did it, and I followed her. I hopped up, and next thing you know, I'm on. There's a couple of YouTube videos.
Oh, nice.
There is video evidence of me being stupid on the nice. In my little bikini. So it's
jealous.
So fun.
I'm making next year. It's a goal of mine to go to a music festival.
You've never been to any?
I haven't been. I've been to one day long festivals, but not a Bonnaroo or a Coachella or something. You know,
I've never been either. I want to go.
I would love to. And they always have somebody epic, like some epic legendary person. Like, oh my God. How I would have loved to have seen Prince.
Oh my God.
I love Prince.
I got some Prince on the playlist today, so yes. You're in luck.
You know, I had never been to a music festival, but I've worked at one, which is interesting.
Which one did you work?
I worked at Voodoo Fest.
Voodoo Fest. Okay.
That's in New Orleans, and it's over Halloween, and it's for 3 days. So I have this sort of inside-out perspective of festivals, because I got to know the background first and being involved in the setting up and the staging. And then the first festival I ever went to, after being cracked out of my mind for over a week, they picked me up in a car at 5:30 in the morning and drove me. And I would work straight till 12 o'clock at night, dude.
That's crazy. No, those fest people work balls.
You work balls hard because you believe that it's the right thing to do. And so I was literally at the stage towards the end of the festival. I was trying to find the print button and I couldn't find it. I burst into tears. And this woman came over and gave me a confiscated granola bar, and she was like, and I had just
gone
back
backstage
to see Jack White.
Nice.
And I was sharing a cigarette with the lead singer of Sheepdog, watching them from backstage, and then I had to sit and find, and I was so cracked out, and you just have these highs and these lows of filing and sorting, and then you're backstage.
That's crazy.
I couldn't fucking see straight. And then I had my first ever festival experience, and I could like flash my like VIP pass and get past all of the like the security brigades.
That's exactly what I did at Bisco last year. I had stupid access, like a friend of mine.
Stupid access. It's the only way to fucking do it.
It is. Well, no, I mean, it's never going to be the same again.
It's never going
to
be the same.
I could walk up onto the stage. I could walk into the VIP area and have dinner. Like, I just fell into Bisco by accident last year. Now I need to go this year. Like, I think we might be working it. We're giving away tickets here at Unregular too for Camp Bisco. So anybody who wants to listen and have a chance to win, that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I want to.
I want to go to Bisco because I work here.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, it should.
It should. I was saying that too.
No, I can make it work like that.
Yeah, Bisco is literally the most like hardcore festival.
There was a local. There was a local appearance at Bisco last year.
Was there? Who was there?
Mo Pope.
Oh, yeah, they're right. He did excellent set, actually, at the Silent Disco. I was there with all the Unregular cats. I didn't go with them.
I thought that was so random and awesome.
He did a killer, killer set. Did. Silent Disco, it was nuts. Like,
it was a Silent Disco party, too?
Yeah.
A Silent
Disco. So it went all night. Silent Disco, this is how Silent Discos roll. This is festival fun.
I DJ'd one of those. They're really so interesting. Fun.
What the best thing about a Silent Disco, the coolest thing about Silent Discos are that... you can switch between channels on your headphones, so there'll be like multiple DJs going on, and everybody's walking around. They have headphones on, and it's like color coded. So half the people in the audience have a green light on their headphones, and you know they're listening to the green DJ. And half the people have a blue little light on their headphones, and they're listening to the blue DJ.
So interesting.
What? The coolest and weirdest part of it all, though, is having people like watching people in the audience like dancing. You're like. Because if you're listening to the blue station, you're dancing next to somebody on the green station. You're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, why are you doing this dance? You're totally off my rhythm. And then you put that on, and you're like, oh my God, he's such a good dancer. Like,
that's so funny.
That is the smartest amazing. Thing I've heard in so long. That makes everything. I'm putting together an installation at this venue called the Lily Pad, and we want to do something like that.
You should.
It's cool. Different music sources with headphones. That's so cool.
And I think you could totally incorporate that into the Boston scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He does. Dude, the guy
who my friend's going to flip out about that.
Silent Disco is from Boston. It's George Gale.
I vaguely remember that,
Who is this guy? He's so cool.
I think he actually lives in San Francisco now.
Nice.
And he's a really cool guy. And that was kind of his brainchild.
That's an amazing brainchild.
You know Marita, right? Marita Banda? Mm.
Yeah,
she was promoting for that party, and that's how I got hooked up with it.
Cool.
And it was so weird. I went to one before I DJ'd it, and I was like, this is kind of cool, because, you know, then you can, like, take the headphones off. Yeah. You can adjust the volume.
Yep, it's nice.
You know what I mean? And it's the social experience of it is heightened, because there's no loud music. So you could, like, be like, oh, my God. This DJ is really awesome. Take off your headphones and like talk about it for a minute.
And it's really weird that it's so quiet when you take off the headphones, actually. There's no screaming to talk to your friends.
But it's really cool.
It's like the most ripping party ever, but it's quiet as fuck.
Yeah.
That's true. I want to go to one of those.
Yeah. I love that. That is so edgy.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love that. That is so cool. This guy is baller.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with him. Maybe we can have him come in and tell us about some more Silent Disco stuff.
Oh, man, that is such a cool
one. We'll plan some stuff. We got some awesome stuff in the works. We got a... the 1 year coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes. I finally get to make the cake.
Pecan?
Oh, no, yes. Not the pie cake.
Happy birthday!
It's going to be the 1 year birth of Three Strange Women.
Yay!
I don't even know what we're going to do that day. It's going to be insane. I'm going to have to come up with like clips and have... we get like a party going on in the studio. It's kind of like an open invite for anybody who's been here or wants to check it out. Like,
yeah.
Sweet.
7-layer rainbow cake.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be party. Crazy.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're a rainbow cake.
I'm a rainbow
cake. You're
my
rainbow cake.
Yeah. So, weekend stuff. What did you do anything this weekend, Jess?
Nothing.
Nothing? That's kind of nice.
Nothing. I was supposed to help somebody move, but it ended up being really easy for them, so they didn't need me.
Oh.
So I legit just, like, stayed in bed and watched Law & Order all weekend.
Law & Order is something. What in Law & Order? SVU?
CI.
Oh, see, SVU is the only one that actually captures my interest.
I love SVU.
Really, really messed up one?
Which one?
Special Victims Unit. Yep, that's all the fucked up shit.
They rape little children and kill them.
That's SVU.
Great, all right.
I like really fucked up, messed up things.
Awesome.
Good to know.
It
is the better one of the two, but I was just going to say I moved this weekend. SVU is definitely the better of the two.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
They're kind of addicting.
Yeah. It's very
Stabler. Benson.
On True Blood now, right?
Yep.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Stabler's on True Blood. True My Blood. Life is complete.
What's Stabler?
They might as well just bring Benson on there too. Stabler is like one of the cops on
one of the main characters on in SVU.
Yeah, she's been flipping out.
He was also on in Wet Hot Summer. Yeah. Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, okay. And he was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yes, summer. He was.
Yep. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is one of my favorite movies amazing. In the world.
It's an amazing
What about you guys?
Movie.
Anybody, Georgina, did you do anything this weekend?
I worked all weekend and then I went to Hot Mess last night at Underbar. So
that sounds like
truly,
a fun time.
Truly lives up to its name.
Exactly. There was a ton of Hot Messes last night. I, myself included. So, good time.
That's awesome. Leah, what'd you do this weekend?
I worked a little bit and did my two other radio shows and went to Hot Mess after I DJed a Hot Mess at Rumor last night.
Nice.
And yeah, actually it I was busy, but I didn't really do anything. Finished a couple new tracks. That's about it. Got some work done.
Yeah.
Ate some food.
Productive weekend.
Smoked some weed.
That's how you gotta do.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything this weekend?
You know what? I drove to New Hampshire for a birthday for my friend, and I actually left work here at like 7 p.m. after, like, Carl, you know the new guy Carl with his politics drug show?
Yeah.
So he pulled me in to talk on that.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then I drove straight from there at like 8:30 p.m. right to New Hampshire. I didn't change my clothes. This is the key part of the story, is that I didn't change my clothes when I left work. Drove to New Hampshire. Ew. And then I just made it in time. I just made it in time back after sleeping in my clothes that night, the same clothes that I wore to work, to get to McGann's to work for the McGann show.
Oh,
for
fun.
Dave. So then John like comes in and he's like, I see you. You're wearing that outfit again. to make a really great impression.
I would have laughed. Yeah. I would have totally called you out on it, too.
No, he totally called me out. I was like, it's funny you should say that, because it's been a hell of a story.
Been one hell of a weekend. Speaking of Dave Crespo, that's the only thing I did this weekend. Not did Dave. Please, no. I went and I witnessed Dave's Mega Bowl experience. There is a Dave. It's we've been promoting the Mega Bowl.
Did he kill a bear?
He killed the bear.
Did he kill the bear?
I'm upset that he killed the bear.
Wait,
he was supposed to fight the bear. The bear was heckling him all throughout the show. But it.
What do you mean Dave Crespo killed a bear?
He came out with blood on him, so we assume it was. We heard gunshots. We don't know.
You heard gunshots at the Middle East?
Yeah, I'm totally giving
no,
it
No, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I have such a big problem. Dave, I come into work today, and Dave's like, "Yeah, no, I killed the bear."
See.
And we were like, did you really kill the bear? And we were joking, because sometimes people say I killed a bear, but they don't really mean they killed a bear. Who the fuck kills bears these days?
Well, we all thought he was going to fight, like, Matt Zappa. We were like, okay, he's going to fight a gay great. Bear.
Dave Crisp killed a bear?
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
You were there? Wait, Jess.
She wasn't there.
No, Jess.
I wasn't there.
No, for the conversation about him killing the bear.
I know. Yeah. He killed it. I told you he killed it. Like,
I don't want to talk about this.
She was,
no.
Jess
we're
was
actually
like, going to
hop into a music break because we don't even want to talk about Dave killing bears anymore. That's what's really going to happen right now. Yes. So we'll be back. This is Three Strange Women on Unregular Radio. Yeah.
Yes. It's me again. And I'm back. Yeah.
If you have complaints, questions, comments, or would like a written transcript of any of the shows you've heard on unregularradio.com, send an email to feedback@unregularradio.com.
Roma, Roma, ma, gaga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, here with my strange ladies, Jess.
Hi.
Georgina.
Hey.
Leah.
Yeah.
And Ray still here.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have a special guest on the line right now. We have Adam Hoover.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. So, if for anybody who doesn't know, Adam is the creator of Support Marriage Equality in Ohio on the Facebook. He reaches out to... He started about... How long would you say ago?
It'll be coming up on a year here in July.
Nice. Awesome. My 1 year is July also, so something in July was good for gay stuff. You've got coming up on June 30th, Youngstown Pride in Ohio, correct?
Yes, I do.
There's a really special event happening there. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, actually, in the last couple of months, starting back in March, we started doing weddings here in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The weddings aren't legally recognized by the state, but we actually print up marriage certificates, and I register each of our couples online through Washington, D.C. And what that does is, basically, when it becomes legal here in the state of Ohio, the paperwork that we've given each couple, they can take, bring to their local marriage branch, and then be a legally recognized couple in the state of Ohio.
Nice.
That's good. That's awesome. So
I mean, you know, it's not legal per se, but sometimes when you look at family and taking the step, like these couples that have submitted, we're only doing 10 marriages up there, but it's kind of like, you know, even though it's not legally recognized, it's still building your own family.
It is. Mm. It's a commitment ceremony, and it's a great way for people to be able to step up publicly and show their love and their commitment for their, you know, their families that they've been growing, regardless of the legal aspect of being married.
Yeah, I won't be up there in Youngstown that day. I'm actually Gay Pride Marshal in Cincinnati.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
The same day, same time, but there'll be a few of my members if they're running the event.
Awesome. That sounds like it's going to be a really cool event. What are you doing at Cincinnati Pride?
Cincinnati Pride is actually the same day. It's June 30th, and it's at 11 o'clock.
Really cool. Okay.
and you want me to share kind of like a story that one of the couples submitted with you guys?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'd love to hear about it.
All right. Well, this was just one of the couples that submitted and one of the ones that I picked, but here's what they sent me email-wise. It says, Michelle and I, a female couple, have been together now for 2 years. We were friends for the last 7. We fell in love unexpectedly, both of us going through hard times and being there for each other. They say you find love when you are not looking for it and it's unexpected. We bought a house in October and proposed to her just past April 20th. Her family, more than just dating, to extending our family and to be equaled like everyone else in our lives. Thank you for the consideration and time. That was just kind of a short clip of their story that they sent me over.
That's amazing. That's so nice. Like that. I'm actually wondering, what did you get for responses as far as, like, did you get a big response?
We actually had 150 couples submit, and we selected 10.
Wow. Is there a...
So, yeah.
How come only 10?
I always feel bad when we don't select enough couples, but it's kind of, you know, we only have so much, and all the people that are doing it pro bono, so they only have so much to give.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
But we actually hit 1/4 of a million member marker, finally.
I noticed. I'm so, so proud of you guys. You've been killing it. That's the least I could say. Like,
well, yeah, especially for Ohio. You wouldn't think so much support, you know?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Do you guys want to know about anything else?
How about just some other events? Do you have anything else planned for the month of June, kind of for...
We don't have anything. I'm kind of taking a break for Pride season, but we don't have anything planned until coming up in September 29th.
Okay.
September 29th, we're having it's an awareness rally for teen suicide.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually going to try to raise money for the Trevor Project.
Nice.
And I don't know how many will attend, but it'll be held in Cincinnati at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Awesome. Well, keep us updated with that for sure.
I will.
Thank you so much for calling in and telling us about these commitment ceremonies. I mean, that's a big step, especially in Ohio, and they'll have their certificate ready for when they do legalize marriage, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well,
all right.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you for having me on.
Bye.
Bye.
That's cool.
That was cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he called in.
Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine. I met a few really awesome people through like the social media here with the LGBT community. I networked with Jeff Parsley and Adam Buska, met them physically and interviewed them and stuff back in August at the No Hate campaign down in P-Town.
Cool.
It was a shit ton of fun. Like
P-Town.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was nuts down there. There were so many people. I actually met like somebody that I hadn't seen in years, like that used to work with like someone in my family, like.
Wow.
And he was there working for Buska and the guys, so that was pretty nice. Cool. We've done, let me think. Last year we had Pam from P-Flag come in. We've done a lot. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We did some stuff. The social media with Have a Gay Day, those are my buddies.
Have a Gay Day.
I love Have a Gay Day.
What's Have a Gay Day? Me too.
They're the most badass Facebook page for gay stuff, like rainbows and videos and like just cool memes and like all kinds of gay
good topics, motivational.
It's great. Yeah, it's very great. Motivational.
Good, good, good.
Good, good, good.
Have a gay day.
Their
make sure you check them out.
Their cake pictures kill me.
They have the best rainbow cakes that I've ever...
It's like 2 in the morning, I'm really high, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
And that's the best part, is he does it at like 2 in the morning, and I find all these photos, I'm like, share, share, share. These are amazing.
Yeah, you don't help it.
No, not at all.
I encourage the rainbow cake eating.
There will be one.
All of my gay followers are just going to get fat. I apologize.
Wonderful.
Make sure you also follow the Three Strange Women Facebook page. We've been jumping around. Like, it's a crazy little gay place. We post all our podcasts up there. Yeah. Like, we get all that. We're on Twitter, Blogspot. The Blogger is really cool. I put all the Your Lesbian articles up on there.
Nice. And the Tumblr as well.
Tumblr. Jess is on that with the Tumblr. Jess owns
Tumblr. I actually got told it was too gay.
Yes! That's amazing. No, that's perfect.
By Emily. Emily told me it was too gay.
Emily's not gay enough is her problem right now. She doesn't have any right.
No,
to.
I agreed with her though, because when I picked the layout, it legit was just like rainbows, rainbows, rainbows. But I was really high and like I picked one quick. Well, so I did need to change it, but I was just like, oh no, it's too gay.
I haven't seen it since then, but we're gonna totally I gotta get in on that. We got couple other things planned for the show today. We're going to hop into a quick break because I can't beat that. That was great. He's got awesome stuff going on. It's Pride Month, so make sure you take a Woo-hoo. Minute to yes. check out some Pride events and, you know.
Be proud.
Get involved. Be proud.
Be gay and proud.
Yes. Show your rainbows proud. Everywhere. We'll be back.
Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright used to be one of my favorite things as a kid, and it just disappeared.
I can imagine that.
I love Rainbow Bright.
It all makes sense that. Now.
No, that's why you're gay.
Yeah. We'll be back. Three Strange Women, unregularradio.com.
Yeah.
UnregularRadio.com. Boston's best online radio.
And we're back on Three Strange Women on Unregular Radio, uncensored.
Go check out our Facebook page. We post the vagina tattoos
everywhere.
There are vagina tattoos.
There's a rainbow cake takeover happening right now. There's a lot going on the page. You got to be there. You got to be seeing what's going on. The page, the group, all over. It goes to the Twitter too. It's connected. So
yes, if you like vaginas and you like cake,
this is the place for
vaginas and cake.
colorful.
Oh, if you like vagina and cake, you should also come to Zuzu tomorrow night.
Yeah, that too.
I can't promise there'll be cake, but there will be wet food. It's not just a word; it's a lifestyle.
Oh my god, that slogan that segues perfectly.
Ew, guys.
Oh, wow.
That's all I have to say.
We're good.
This is a really quick hour.
Mm. It is a quick hour.
That was sad.
Far too fast. Far too fast.
Oh. Time flies when you're having fun.
That it does. Gay fun.
Do that again.
We had just some awesome off-air vagina tattoo talk.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Yes. I've never actually experienced anyone with a vagina tattoo, and I feel like that type of girl might not necessarily be my type, but...
could be fun to play with.
It could be for a night. You never know. You never know. And
it also might scare you straight.
I couldn't
some of them would scare me straight.
Make you feel really weird and awkward. Yeah.
I couldn't take it seriously.
Like the girl who has Homer Simpson tattooed on her shit.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That scared me. That ruined The Simpsons to me for a while after I first saw that.
Yes. Yummy.
I mean, it doesn't just make you want to love her.
People who like vaginas don't necessarily want to fuck Homer Simpson.
No, and there's one of like a creepy little girl like tattooed on
her. Oh, God. That one was awful.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. And that must be painful, too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we were also munching out on, not munching out, but dreaming of munching out on rainbow cakes.
Mm.
Rainbow cakes. We're going to make one happen very soon.
Vagina cake. Woo.
We got to make that for the, we'll do that the next one.
Vagina cake.
I don't know how to make that happen. We got to learn, I don't know, what can we do to make it, how do you make a vagina cake?
I know who can make a vagina cake. I know a cake artist.
Do you have to mold it? Like, do you have to buy a vagina mold? Like a... You know what I mean? Like
yeah, you could just sculpt one.
That's what I'm wondering. Exactly. If you sculpt it yourself
you sculpt it.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. Like sculpting cake with a knife.
That's what this woman does. Yeah. She doesn't like baking. So she'll have you bake it, and then she sculpts it into like
that's
magic.
Neat.
And she's a glass blower, so she blows sugar.
She blows.
She blows a lot of things.
She does blow a lot of things. So does my mom, actually. She's a glass blower, too.
You know what else blows? The fact that it's 4 o'clock and we have to get off these airwaves.
That one doesn't blow. It's going to be 92 degrees on Wednesday. And Thursday.
Fuck that.
Spending some time outside all day.
Woo!
I hope everybody listening has a good week. Oh. Have a good week. We'll be back next Monday on Three Strange Women with Georgina, Jessica, and Jackie, and anybody else who's strange enough to come and join us.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Next week is the last normal show before the 1 year.
Yes.
Before the celebration, so we're going to get
normal regarding your show.
I know. There's no such thing here.
Never.
There's no such thing here at the studio. Never mind. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, well, we're out of here. We got a show coming up next. I think the Audio Spectrum, Jonathan Santorelli, should be here. Keep it locked. Three Strange Women every Monday. Get at our Facebook page. Get at our Twitter. Get at us. We love hearing from you. Instant feedback. Anything you got.
We're friendly.
We love it. We're strange, but don't be afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Only be afraid when you piss us off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're great. We'll be back. Keep it locked. Unregular Radio, always.